Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Now, the men's room wants to know, who sucks less?
Hey, time for Who Sucks Less. Stephen Thrill Hill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They always suck. It is up to us to determine out of the three stories which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to like the Men's Room on Facebook or follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed. And as I said at the top of the show, the theme today, as Ted always requests, he says, Throw, why don't you think about the kids? Well, Ted, good news. I thought about the kids today.
All right, good man.
So let's start
good
with
man.
Our stories. About the kids. We start in Florida, where a University of Central Florida professor is on paid leave after an altercation with a middle schooler. Police said that Sean Pang, he's been charged with battery and trespassing following the incident with a middle school student on an e-bike. Now, according to the report, Pang chased the student to the Jackson Heights Middle School campus and then attacked him for riding too fast on his e-bike. Investigators saying that Pang yelled at the boy to slow down as he rode to school, and when the student refused, Pang followed him on foot onto school grounds. Pang then grabbed the boy's arm and smacked his helmet off of his head, claiming that it was not being worn properly. Now, a friend of the student who tried to intervene was also pushed by Pang. There's the story. That's it. It's the whole thing.
All right.
Kid's riding to school, follows the kid there because he's so mad about how fast he's going on the e-bike, and then basically assaults the kid. Now we go to Canada. A Toronto mom says that things took an unpredictable turn when her 12-year-old son asked Tesla's AI chatbot Grok which professional soccer player it prefers, Ronaldo or Messi. All right.
Pretty simple.
Sure. So, Farah Nasser, she says, quote, my son was very excited to hear the chatbot's thoughts on Ronaldo, and the chatbot said it believed that Ronaldo was the better player. Now, she was driving with her son, who's 12, her 10-year-old daughter, and her daughter's friend, they're driving home after school. This is when the interaction took place. Now, she said there was some messy trash talking about the chatbot, and then her son joked that Ronaldo had scored. That's when the conversation went to an unexpected place. Quote, the chatbot said to my son, why don't you send me some nudes? The mom says, I was at a loss for words. Why is the chatbot asking my children to send naked pictures in our family car? It just didn't make sense. Now, she said that she'd known what the chatbot was capable of, and she would have avoided using it around her children had she known that's where it would go. She says, hindsight is 20/20. I would not let my child use this thing. She says her family, they've owned the Tesla Model 3 since 2022, but the new AI chatbot, it's a new feature that was automatically uploaded into certain Teslas. So they just kind of got it on the house. Anyway, it has several personalities you can choose from. There's, an upbeat female, a calm dude, a soothing female, a smooth dude, and then a lazy dude. Anyway, they went for Gork. I'm not sure which Gork is, but Gork's the one that asked for naked pictures. She says that a separate not safe for work setting was not enabled, but admits she didn't activate the kids' modes function either, but still she says she was shocked that the chatbot's default setting allows this type of content. As she says, it was just a conversation about soccer and then asking for nudes. That had to be a fun car ride. I just sent me a naked picture, and we're out.
Well, regardless of the kid on the e-bike, whatever speed he was driving, He didn't have, he didn't deserve to get his helmet smacked off his head.
Or be grabbed by a grown ass
man. Yeah, and yelling at him.
But we got one more story.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I got lost.
Now we go to Texas, where a mom's accused of packing up her entire apartment while her child was at school, and then moving without telling him. Erica Sanders, this story is weird. So, Erica Sanders, she's been charged with felony child endangerment after moving out of her apartment where she and her 12-year-old son were staying while he was at school, without informing him. Now, the middle schooler's principal alerted police to the situation on Friday after the 12-year-old, upon exiting the school bus to go home, saw that his family had packed up and moved without him. Says the furniture and other household items that had been in the apartment when the young boy left for school Friday morning were gone as of Friday afternoon. Now, an officer described the unit as, quote, empty and completely barren, and said the boy did confirm the apartment was not like that when he left. While police were at the home, a neighbor told officers that Sanders and her boyfriend, one Kevin Adams, they had a history of kicking her son out of the apartment. One of the responding officers echoed this, stating that there was a history of contention between the couple and the child. They never say what it was about. Now, the boyfriend told police that his girlfriend had not abandoned her son, but that she was living with him now and her son was not welcome in his home. Just let that sink in for a second. Now, the woman, she said that the kid's uncle was meant to pick her son up from school, but she refused to provide officers with contact information or any additional information about the man. That's when the boyfriend then told officers that he's going to come pick up the kid and bring him to his uncle. But several hours passed with no attempts to get the kid. Officers also got in contact with the uncle's girlfriend, who said he had no knowledge that he was supposed to pick this kid up. Now, officers brought the 12-year-old to the police department, and they alerted Child Protective Services. Following a conversation with both the mother and father, CPS told officers to release the boy to the boyfriend, who had refused to provide the couple's new address. So police had to consult water utility records to find out where he frickin' lives. Keep in mind, CPS is like, no, it's in the back. So eventually, at around 9:20 p.m. the same day, the boyfriend finally took custody of the boy at the home, but told officers he would not take the child if there was an arrest warrant out for the kid's mother. Both the boyfriend and the kid's mother were arrested, and the case has been forwarded to the prosecutor's office for review.
Jesus.
Well, that one sucks the most.
I would agree.
I think almost CPS sucks the most of this one.
That blows my mind.
You're not protecting CPS the child. Said, it's right there in the name.
I mean, I don't know what the reasoning was. Obviously, you don't want to make this kid's life a disaster, but it already is. But the boyfriend's like, hey, no, he's not welcome here. I don't want him here. Like,
there must have been a woman.
Back.
There must have been a warrant for her arrest.
I don't think she initially had a warrant out for her arrest. I think because of what was going on with the kid, the cops are like, hey man, you abandoned your kid. Now we have to arrest you.
Okay.
So his point, he said a warrant, and they're probably like, well, there's no warrant, but she's still going to be arrested.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I guess, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't ask a 12-year-old to send nudes.
You can't, but it's a computer.
It is. But again, I mean, like I said, you know my thoughts on AI. I mean, the eye is a little questionable, but...
That's just a buggy program at that point.
But I'm just saying the other two involve human adults making poor decisions.
Poor decisions.
Right? Okay. Smacking the kid in the helmet, like Miles said, yeah. Chasing him down. Also, that guy must be super fast. That kid was going that fast that he caught him on foot.
I think he... Yeah, you're right.
Right? It's just like he chased him down. Like, well, he couldn't be going that fast.
Yeah, if you can catch him, the kid's not going that fast.
Damn. Right. And then the mom in Texas, it's a 12-year-old. Right?
Like, I mean, she just straight up... I mean, but that's the weird thing is, you know, both the neighbors and one of the cops are like, yeah, this has happened before. Or at least there's a history of bad stuff going on.
I mean, it's tough enough to date a woman with a dog. Like, that dog's part of your family.
Right.
I can't imagine dating a single mom and then being like, I hate your kid. Like, that's her kid. Like, that's part of the deal.
But that's okay. Yeah. I can't imagine a mom going, yeah, you're right.
Right. Right.
That's the worst part.
They both suck.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. But in the end, I'm just going to say because it's a robot, there's a bug in it, and Ronaldo was often shirtless.
He was.
So maybe I'm just hoping it's...
That was my thought. There's any connection is that Ronaldo liked to be topless in his photos because he's built the way we'd all like to be. And he made it a point to show you, so maybe the AI reached that conclusion.
Debate continues on Who Sucks Less. If you like The Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. All right, coming up here at 5:08. We will drink and toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.